evening, everybody out there. Small technical difficulties, of course. Boy, we have a... What has happened to this country? Guys, we have a problem in the White House. Just so you guys know. Well, let's just say in Washington. Somebody was caught speaking. Well, first of all, everybody who works in Washington has to go through strict security, interviews, educations are checked, qualifications are checked, abilities are checked. Somebody speaks a very isolated dialect of Russian in Washington. We have a problem. Why is that a problem? Because you're not supposed to speak that language. Not to mention, we just have a problem. And I'm sure this is giving everybody a headache up there big time. Big time. There are moles in our country. In Washington. Just letting you guys know that. Because there are several biblical principles that will take effect. You see, the USA, through these moles, we're going to have to reap what we've been sowing. We are believers in Christ. We are. We understand the principles of Christ. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge them. Nevertheless, they are... A constant. Well, guess what? It's a nation. Same thing. Right? Same thing. Somebody says, probably speaking Chinese too. Well, this is a very... There are... You can speak Russian. That's no problem. Lots of people speak Russian. Lots of people speak Mandarin, Chinese, and all those languages, right? But there are cryptic sense of each language. That's controlled education. So not everybody. You just can't go to a university or online to learn that language, right? You can't sit underneath them. Even Russians don't speak that language. So when somebody is caught speaking one of those, let's call them special languages, that's a mole. It means that person, right, is not from this country. That's what it means. It means that person has been planted. It means from the beginning that person has been loyal to another nation. You can imagine that lots of electronic safeguards have been keyed by now. Records all the way back from the beginning are being compiled. Everything is being sniffed. That must be done at breakneck pace. Right? Because when you have a mole, the next step is somehow your defenses go down. And I've been noticing, and you guys should notice too, somebody has been systematically dismantling the resolve of the U.S. See, I'm not one of those, I'm not really one to point to a president. I understand that a president is a spokesperson. They only have executive powers. The real power is with those who sit a long time. So we're talking about something that was probably planted back in the 80s. A plan, a long durational plan that has probably cycled through about four or five people. That began in the 80s, because that was a big problem in the 80s. Matter of fact, throughout a sweep in the 80s, over 1,000 moles were found. And through a slip-up, there's some problems. So, you guys stay prayerful, right? Stay prayerful. Because even without those moles, the USA is not quite in good standing. with righteousness. We're not. We're not. Lord have mercy. And people have to, you guys have to understand your powers. You have a right to overturn so much in the USA. But you're convinced you can't. Right? You're convinced. And you have people, here's a part. Here's my dilemma. I have an actual dilemma. I really do. I have an actual problem with all of this. I have a big problem with all of this. When you have a country that has a absolute, they have absolute powers, skill sets, assets, know-how, to make a real difference, and to really enhance the standard of living of everybody across the board, right? But then you brainwash the populace. It is the populace who's calling for blood. Make no mistake. These people in leadership, they only do what you want them to do. Make no mistake. Never sit back and say, this, you know, they're doing this and they're doing that. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. You guys are the ones. If you're passive, if you don't speak up, right, with your internal truth inside, nothing changes. But it just so happens in this case, it is the people calling for blood. You guys are calling for blood. People are supporting what's happening. There are certain individuals who are forced by the people to do specific things. You know that. The populace wants to see people pay for things. The populace does not want certain individuals to get by with anything. The populace has a problem with Israel. The populace has a problem with Israel. The populace does not want to fund the Ukraine. You do know that. When a person sits by and they refuse to do anything, they're complicit with what's taking place. The people have soured. And we all know what happens when the people sour. If leadership sours, God can take care of that. And he will. But when the people sour, you're playing a different ball game. It's very different when the people sour. When the people sour, the repercussions are on the way. And in this case, the people have soured. The people are vicious. They are. You guys remember the garden, right? You do? You remember the garden? Everybody here knows the story about the garden, correct? Everybody. You know that God said the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, correct? Time for understanding. Now, you don't have to agree with me. You don't. But it's time for understanding. Let me go back to Revelation so that we can properly see the enemy. Can we do that? We do that. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to consider it. But you will have heard it. And in the end, the Lord knows who's right. But I give you a caution. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. The serpent. Thanakash, a lot of people said, right? That is in fact a real Hebrew word, Thanakash, meaning the changeling, right? But I give you a different view. something I never say, nor have I ever said. Never said it. In the New Testament, because a lot of people think they know what Satan is, right? Correct? A lot of people say, hey, we have to crush the serpent, right? That's what they say. Listen to me. Jesus called human beings a brood of vipers. Were they actually snakes? No, they were not. God, through a prophet, named Satan as a fiery flying serpent. Does he have wings? He is spiritual, isn't he? Spiritual. The recent animal attacks, and I'm not going to mention the brutality of it, but the recent animal attacks. Do you think somehow mankind did that? No, they didn't. Are the animals evil? Animals are animals. That's all they are. Part of God's creation. Prone to the uses of who? Satan. For the purpose of what? The Creator. All right. This serpent in Genesis 3, was it a physical serpent? Was it? Because a brood of vipers implies something with venom. To call somebody a serpent, that word was used multiple times in the Word of God when it described evil. Somebody being serpentine, right? It gave an indication this person was speaking evil. Was this a real physical serpent? When you read the Word of God, you see how God blessed the animals. God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And subdue it, and have dominion over it. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So God gave man absolute dominion over the earth. Absolute. God blessed. He said it was good, every creature he made, every bug, everything was good upon the earth. He said it was good. So then, why is a serpent not good? What happened to, what type of serpent was this? Something that was lost, maybe? Something that's not totally communicated to us? Something that is summarized? And what is the point? Is the point dealing with the serpent, or is the point dealing with the voice of the serpent? The voice of Satan himself, that whisper that entered into Eve's ear. Wouldn't that be the point of it? Again, Jesus called a human being a baby viper. That does not mean that person was a lizard. That's not what that means. It means that they were baby devils. Serpents have venom. Right? It is the venom bounds the use of this word. How do we know that? The word usage. That's how. So the emphasis is not on any creature or anything like that. By word utilized, God's creation. A serpent. Right? They still exist today. Who made the serpent? Did the serpent make itself? Because the serpent, listen to me now, follow this. This serpent talked to Eve. After the serpent talked to Eve, and after the serpent beguiled Eve, the curse came. Not before. After. After. Eve listened to the serpent. Adam did not. Adam could hear his wife. Why did the serpent approach Eve? And what did the serpent do? Does anybody know? What did the serpent do? The serpent created a desire, but there was no desire. That desire became justification for Eve. The serpent does what a serpent always does. And in this case, we know who the serpent was according to the writings in the whole Bible, right? Yes, it is true in the Council of Laodicea, they took out the Book of Enoch, specifically stating something. I will not say here, but they specifically stated something. And that is the time when government was going to be religion again in 1611. Man put his grubby hands back on something again, operating by pride, and removed something that was common to everybody else. But it's okay. It's fine. It's okay. But the serpent created desire within Eve. The serpent gave Eve additional knowledge, causing Eve to see things differently. God said, you may eat of everything, just do not eat of the tree of good and evil. That's what God said. What did the serpent say? The serpent said, well, did God say you can eat of every tree? Challenging what God said. Follow me on this. So when he challenged what God said, he caught her attention that there could be a mistake. Uh-oh. It is a known fact. Ladies, don't get angry at me, right? I'm giving you I'm going to give everybody a common weapon, a common set of weapons that work. They work. It's a known fact you can draw a woman's attention by saying, you can say something very simple. You ready? Here it comes. You ready? All you have to say is, something's wrong. That's it. That's all you have to say. Something's wrong. Without stating those words, the serpent said, did God say you can't eat of the trees of the garden? You know, you can eat of anything or can't eat of anything. And listen, he said, and Eve said, after the serpent said, did God say you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? That's what the serpent said. See, that captured Eve's attention, right? He told her this in error. A woman will always catch an error. So will most of the gentlemen these days. But the serpent said, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Eve could not help herself. The woman said unto the serpent, oh, no, 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 no. We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden. God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. What was Satan doing? He knew what God told Eve. So why bring that up in the first place? He was challenging what God had given her. Do you guys know, when you challenge, when something is challenged, when you find an additional fact, and this is why you guys have never heard me say, well, you know, I'm going to put the puzzle pieces together. I do not echo the sentiment of others, right? I have problems everywhere I do. There are things in this earth that are just deeply connected to pride. And unfortunately, knowledge of the world is one of them. So when people start using these catchy catchphrases, I tend to hear them and I back away from them. I don't want to use them. But when you tell someone, wait a minute, something's wrong, something's left out, you spark curiosity in people, right? So the woman then turns and corrects the serpent, saying what God said. And the serpent says this. You ready? The serpent says this. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. See, there implies that's an attention getter. Well, you won't really die. Now, naturally, anybody will say, well, why not? Now, but look at the paradigm here. God told them, he commanded them something very simple. All they had to do was keep it. The serpent comes up and has them, by reason of their own thoughts, challenge what God gave them. By their own thoughts, challenge what God gave them. In so doing, instant rebellion began to creep in. That means she had knowledge of the truth. Why did she so easily accept the logic of the serpent? I'll tell you why. Details. Details. Same reason our country is falling apart. Details. Details. Same reason you're about to endure explosions in the USA. Details. People want details. Why? You only need details when you're unwilling to accept something by faith. If you don't trust someone, that's when you need details. So what the serpent did was he sowed instant distrust of the living God. When you trust someone and they say, hey, I'm going to cut the grass, you say, fine, because you trust the person. You say, okay, that's good, okay. Have a good time. That's what you say, right? If you don't trust the person and they say, hey, I'm going to go cut the grass, you'll say, where's the lawnmower? You say, yeah. How are you going to cut grass with no fuel in the lawnmower? You start bringing up all these details. Why? Because you're looking for something wrong. Why? Because you don't trust. And when you don't trust, you're ready to accuse. You're trying to find something wrong to validate your mistrust. Folks, I hope you're listening to me. You will hunt, search, look for whatever you don't trust. You'll try to find details. Then you go through the process of trying to prove something is wrong. Are you listening to me? That means all anybody has to do to make you start wasting years of your life is to say something is wrong. And people fall for it hook, line, and sinker. When COT first formed, I remember a lot of people would make these weird comments and would say, well, something is wrong. That's what they would say. Something is wrong. You guys remember that? Some of you old ones in COT? And when somebody would say something was wrong, because nobody knew who I was, well, they really don't know who I am now. But they didn't know who I was. It caused people to instantly distrust. Do you not know it? Not only did that happen with us, it happened in many different places. Not only did it happen there, but it was a type voice that was released in the earth. And everybody on every level started to receive that communication that something was wrong with somebody else. That's when people began to sue people openly. That's when a lot of people went to jail, some for no reason at all. That's when people lost their jobs. That's when people began to publicly embarrass others. All sorts of things happened. But you see the process. Do you guys see the process? That's all they have to say is something is wrong. That's it. Now listen, when you don't operate by faith, this is what I do not want you to take offense to. When you don't operate by faith and somebody says something is wrong, you will instantly begin to investigate. Why? Because you're trying to validate the mistrust. If somebody told me something is wrong with one of you, only if I did not like you would I ever go look for something wrong. Because I tell people every single time I meet a person, and they start trying to tell me their history, the first thing I tell them is this: I do not want to know, nor will I ever know, the person you used to be. I can only know the person before me. I need not know your past. Anything I need to know, the Lord will show me. In Eve's case, she was baited. She was. And then the desire formed for details. It's what happens in our society. It's what the book of Enoch talked about, which I find to be astounding. The book of Enoch nailed it. The book of Enoch states that in the end days, men would sell books, right? In the end days. Now, he didn't say all of them were bad. That's not what he didn't say any of them were bad. He said that men would sell books. In other words, everybody would have an opinion about the details that they understand. And it just so happens in this time, that would be a standard of the world. See, that did not happen back in the days. People controlled the writings, right? Do you not know back in 1611, everybody did not read the Bible? And in certain places, it was illegal to read the Bible. It was also illegal not to go to church. Did you know that? That's your history. In other words, the whoever was the president or king of that place, whoever was appointed over the country, over the province, whatever you want to call it, whoever that was controlled the faith of that place. That's why in the USA, they had a separation of church and state, so that no person could dictate the faith of everybody. That's why they had separation of church and state. Back to Satan real quick. The serpent said unto the woman, you won't surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Up here is the second thing. Satan understands and he knows what it is to have power, what it is to see power, how you feel with power. And so he opened Eve's eyes to say this: hey, Eve, you can be just as powerful as the living God. And how do we know this? He said, for God doth know in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Putting her on the level with God. And she entertained it. Now, how do we know if she liked that or not? Well, it says this: and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. See, before the serpent said anything, she did not look upon the tree. After the serpent challenged what the Lord said, all of a sudden she sees it's good for food. It's good for food, right? What is she doing? And it says she saw it was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. And she took the fruit thereof and did eat. So what happened? What happened? Satan tampers, or he will spring a trap on you, right? Because he understands your flesh and what it responds to. And he understands that people want power. They don't want to be powerless. Nobody wants to be powerless, right? People are, right now, people are trying to find the method to unlock the Holy Spirit power within themselves. They're trying to find it. They sell stuff on it. I've seen it. You can go online and pull up copies of books. And I'm telling you right now, they're trying to sell people a book that will tell them how to open up the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. What are they doing? They're selling secrets, right? Selling state secrets or kingdom secrets. But they don't work that way. But people believe that if they read that, all of a sudden they're going to have it. So what are people doing by doing this? When you believe man's dictates about how to obtain something expressly given from the living God, you're coming up another way. You're trying to get into the eternals another way. You're trying to obtain the power on this earth for the sake of yourself. Somebody who knows the power comes from the living God will not listen to any nakash. They're not going to sit there and justify what the flesh wants. Saying, well, you know, you defied the Lord in this one, but you're going to be endowed with power in this. That's what these witches are doing out there and these warlocks are doing out there. Right? That's what these kingdoms are doing out there. Then when the Christians catch on, they begin to incorporate that into their daily reads and life, and they see nothing wrong with it. I'm telling you, everything is wrong with it. Everything is. And it's gotten so bad that, yes, you guessed it, the current situation in all these countries has to deal with this same bait and desire tactic. It's in governments. It's between nations. It's everywhere. We're not settled with the fact that God said he would deliver us. We're trying to find the additional information to assure ourselves we're going to be delivered. One of the number one questions that people respond to with passion, thoughtfully, is that when you say, do you think God will deliver you? People are uncomfortable having their fate in the hands of the living God, so they pounce or jump on anything where they can take back control. This was told to happen in the end times. Through control, people are satisfied. You all see that? So wait a minute. So in our, this also translates into every aspect of our lives. Lord, somehow, open up our eyes regarding trust. How many of you are out there and you don't trust the Lord? How many of you do not trust the Lord? It's okay to share. When you don't trust the Most High, that's when you worry. It is impossible to worry when you trust the Most High. How many want a solution? Think in the Most High. How many of you never worry? You just don't worry. How many? That's a rough one, right? Most people worry. They do. They worry because they do not trust. The outcome is the Lord's. A lot of people don't know that because of a lack of knowledge, because of these things, because of this type of foundation. What can you extract from this? It is our mistrust in the Most High that's caused us to look at alternatives to obtain security for ourselves any way we can so that we can be okay. That's why most people don't want to go through anything near a tribulation at the end, but they just don't realize they're living in the middle of tribulation. Their whole life has been a tribulation. They were born in a tribulation. Turbulent times. When you realize you've been delivered all this time, if you can realize that you've been delivered all this time, normally that happens when you go through something really rough. So let me share this with you. There was a time when I loved the Lord. I did. I trusted the Lord. But sometimes I did not trust the outcome. Then the Lord sent me right to a crucible of crucibles. And after some years, when I came out of that crucible, my trust was concrete in him. Because see, in that day, I found out something. If you think things are out of control in your life, I'm telling you right now, things can be 1,000 times worse in your life. They can. The only reason things have not consumed you is because the Father will not allow them to consume you. How many of you know that without the Lord, you would have been consumed already? My hand is up. I'll type a one. I would have been consumed already. When you reflect upon that, you find something. You say, wait a minute. Now I've got to face reality. Either the Lord has been delivering me, or I'm the luckiest person in the world. Well, first of all, I don't believe in luck. I do not. But at some point, we have to reconcile this. We can't let this go and skip over to something else. It's time for us to recognize, yes, we have been delivered. Because each and every time we have come out of something, we came out of something with the Lord. Haven't you noticed? Keep that in mind. You have been delivered. Well, when a person knows they have been delivered, right? When they know they have been delivered, complaints stop. The insecurities die. But what do you have to do? You have to continue to remind yourself and encourage your soul to ingest the truth. Listen to me. There is a truth that if you do not accept it, you're going to end up just like Eve. In fact, if you're doubting the Lord, you're believing in everything that's not the Lord. Oh, my goodness. If I doubt the living God, I'm believing in something that is not the living God. Let's move on. Let's move on. So, these new desires popped up in Eve. And all of a sudden she started to justify why she needed to disobey God. So ultimately she disobeys God. When she disobeys God, the serpent is nowhere to be seen. As soon as she partakes of the disobedience, the serpent is gone. You don't hear of him, do you? It's Adam and Eve. Right? Giving answer for what they did. Scared to death. Because they had to face the Creator. See, at first, Eve began to not believe the Creator through an additional word. Then she acted on those desires that often come as a result of challenging God's word. And when she did that, she entered into sin. Now, when the Lord shows up, she goes and hides. In Revelation, it says that the people will hide themselves from the wrath of the Lamb. Why? Because they know. And they chose against. Eve knew, and she chose against. Eve knew it, and she chose against. Folks, are you hearing me? And when she chose against it, and Adam did eat of the fruit, joining him with a woman, when God came, where do they go? What do they say? Oh, well, we hid ourselves. Why? We saw that we were naked. When they saw that they were naked, they perceived themselves in a specific way. Just like people are doing today. When you perceive yourself in a specific way, you're going to run away from the word that's powerful and true that you walked with, that you spent time with. You're going to get away from that to hide your shame of what you partook of. I'm trying to get you to see something. We choose to partake of things. And then when something holy comes around, we are the ones that hide. Why? To hide our shame. My prayer for anybody who can hear me is that they capture what I'm saying tonight and begin to withdraw from those avenues of deceit. That's my prayer. I really do hope that. I'm going to tell you why right after this break. I don't want to see you guys sucked into it. Right? Let me give you a hint, though. You guys heard me last year. I told you something, right? A governmental civil war. You guys remember that? In fact, you guys know my viewpoint on quite a few things. So that things are not a shocker to you. Tell you guys why this is important when I come back. It's important that we both recognize this and make adjustments immediately. I mean, immediately. I'll share those concerns with you when I come back. And of course, you're always welcome to ask questions. I will be able to see you fully when I get back. I'll be back right here at COT in just a few minutes. I'm back. Right. So let me tell you why I'm talking about Eve. Many people in this time that we live in are going with the flow. They are. And as Christians, you don't have to go with the flow. Right? No flow. In Washington, it's about to be an ouster. Isn't that what they call it? But about 13 people are going to be uncovered. About 13. No, you're not going to like this selection of people who are uncovered. Nevertheless, you're going to be uncovered. There's a breakdown happening right now. Certain motions have been put forward to change how the government operates. Let's just say, even without the elections, it's going to be someone appointed. Yeah, that's safe to say. That is a breakdown of a very fragile system. Breakdown. And it's happening in real time. With this breakdown comes a loyalty separation. An uncovering of people are going to be ripped to shreds due to people's loyalty. And governors are going to be super empowered to do what they need to do. This will change most, if not all, our lives. Here's the problem, though. The Lord is still the Lord of his people. You. If you stand with him, if you seek to obey him, notice I said seek to obey. If you really do seek to obey the Lord, you're his people. And because of that, there will be intercession for those who were sincere about their salvation and what they were doing. Many are going to find themselves behind the power curve because they weren't aware of such sweeping change, drastic change. Then Akash will speak again, challenging the word of God. Challenging the very word God put in you. And if you're one of those who operate by desire during that time, it's unfortunate, but that's what we're looking at. Is the Lord going to be pleased with that? No. We serve a Father of reconciliation, not separation. As a consequence, expect the rips to begin. Expect a geological breakdown. Expect long-held stabilities to be let loose. Have an expectation of these issues that they won't be surprising. Families who agree with or disagree with leadership, many of them won't survive what's coming. And that'll be right before the enforcement happens. It is so sad to say that in this country, there's going to be a type of enforcement that will take place concerning who's loyal to what. You know how you guys are always saying your freedom, you don't have freedom of speech, right? And it seems like those who do have freedom of speech exercise it in the most evil way they possibly could. When that takes place, when this separation and these problems geologically begin to happen, those who did not trust in the Most High will panic big time. But now is your opportunity to identify, to purge, and to begin to trust fully by faith before this absolute and sweeping breakdown. I say, somebody said, when is this going to happen? It's real time. It's happening now. But often things are not perceived that do not happen overnight. This isn't happening overnight, not yet. Not yet. But it will begin. Right? It's already progressing. Things are already breaking down, and massive consequences will be a result of that. The weather is going to get rough and worse. Parts of the Middle East put underwater. Are you kidding? The families, your families, you guys, many of you guys want to make right preparations for your families. Many of you guys do. A requirement of hearing from the Lord is going to be necessary. But suppose you're one of those who don't, you don't trust the Lord. The Lord told us what would happen to them too. The lukewarm. Time for you guys to see it for what it is. Now, before you guys ask questions, I have some for you. This is COT, of course, so you can say what you say. Please be yourselves. Because I certainly, let me make an interjection here. I certainly do hope this house is about truly embracing the Lord for who he is. Not who we want him to be, but for who he is. That's my hope anyway. I have a question for you guys. I have some more questions for you guys. How many of you spiritually, you cannot shake the feeling of a pending, almost a pending disaster? Almost like what you're saying is building up to a crescendo that's guaranteed to break the foundations of the country. I hope that you guys don't allow whispers to come into your mind that you would act on them and defile yourselves. That's my prayer. But how many of you are willing to not fall for the tricks of the world anymore? That your families will truly be protected in Judges. Every single time the people started going out there and messing up, the Lord sent people with messages, warnings, right before he would do what he did. How many of you are in a position to heed, to really listen to those warnings and trust in those warnings that you may move by them? Not to be confused with the times where you fell for a trick of Satan before you were properly grounded, acting on emotion and not necessarily righteousness. I'm not talking about that. My caution is in what people truly believe. Because what people truly believe is almost like they're frightened to speak. Situations. If a person can build a foundation with the Lord based on trust, here's what it means. The world teaches you and people of the world teach you to challenge everything. Your father teaches you to walk by true faith. Now, true faith is not based on what I've read or what I said myself. True faith is when you operate by the direction of the Lord. Having true faith to the Lord is key in your life. All right, guys, I'm going to open up for you guys real quick. I keep getting these spikes on audio. So I'm going to have to open it up to you guys. Somebody says, Michael, feel that a big change, fix it, come over the earth. Been feeling it for a while. Well, I would say that many people have been feeling it. But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. As believers, if I believe in revelation. So let me ask you this. How can I believe in revelation and what the Lord says and not prepare for it? How could any of us believe in something, profess something, and never prepare for it? Anybody? When you believe, when you prepare, when you're ready, right, to really believe, you will start doing things a bit differently. You will act on conviction. Your trust with the Lord will increase. You won't worry about a bunch of things. You determined for the sake of love of those around you that ultimately will win out. Love will. Right? Love will. Even during calamitous times. Now, I'm going to let you guys ask your questions. I'm going to start with Mixler. COT. COT. Let me start with COT. I haven't got you guys for a while. Let's go on. Come on, your dilemmas too. Your dilemmas. Disagreements. Grievances. Whatever you have. Let's get it out there. The more we get out there, right? The more questions you guys have. The more we get out there, the less external influence will be able to discourage us from where the Lord leads us. And that leading of the Lord is not solely left in my hands, but in all of our hands. Just so you know. Like, what's wrong with our so-called someone says, hey, my question was 9/11 part of Revelation, or was it just an event? Almost feel like 9/11. I almost feel like when 9/11 happened. Well, feeling is one thing, right? I've said that before. I've said the conditions, that there are sensations just like before 9/11. But here's the deal. Before 9/11, people were warned. They were warned. They did not listen. Now, what was everybody else doing on the backside? They had moved some of the financial mainframes to Texas that night. So all the critical things, they moved out of that building. The critical things are not nodes. The critical things were these cloud servers, and they had moved all these data machines from the towers to Texas right before 9/11 happened. So someone knew about it. They did. And then at the end of that, what happened? We went back to the Middle East. But what? Prior to 9/11, wanted to send anybody to the Middle East. It seemed like nobody could muster the right motivation during that time. And it took 9/11 to get people to finally want to act on what they believed in so strongly. Even if that, you know, thing was fully manipulated. In this case, right now, right? There's a feeling of a things are going to dissolve. They're feeling things in the Middle East. Europe is about to undergo some weather phenomena they never thought would. In fact, Europe is going to have some freeze events that will take place. That the world water freezes coming out of a water hose, for example. And things like that will happen in those places. I know that'll totally mess some of you up when you see it. But those things are sometimes common. They are. Electric field of humans. How do these interact with the atmosphere? Electric field. Our bodies are made to perfectly dwell on the earth. Right? Perfectly. Your body is able to do much more than what you think. And the only way to really find that out is to push it. The field we have around us is just like the magnetosphere. It is. And though it's, you know, somewhat redundant to talk about it, because these fields in the atmosphere are going to grow to a degree where they will overwhelm all other fields right before their final collapse. earth will become a desolate place indeed. How long before cash is gone and all digital? How long before cash is gone and all digital? Well, let me ask you guys, how many people still use cash on a daily basis? How many? You still use cash? Surprisingly enough, there are a lot of people I've known for years that don't use cash at all. So how long until we go to a society where it's all digital? Right after the calamitous times. Satan is going to maximize his effect, meaning he's going to wait till after a disaster to implement such things when people need relief. When people, they're not going to care how they get it so long as they get it. Okay, let's go to another one. Somebody says T52 sections. Do you know why the ground is shaking or pulsating? Yeah, we're having micro effects that take place. These are micro earthquakes, externally caused from many different things, but that is certainly one of the major drivers of it, right? Certainly one of the major drivers. So earthquake activity will increase a lot. It's going to increase a lot. Stores here in Washington have not been taking cash because of robbers. Yes. Crime is up everywhere. Everywhere. It's a sad thing. Female, for example, females should not be going out during the evening hours. They shouldn't. All right, guys, let's go to another one. Is a South Atlantic anomaly? Why is it behaving like it has been? Well, there's a break out there. I'm going to cover that tomorrow with Pastor Paul, but we have talked about a small piece of ice that looks like a shim holding up an entire continent. That shim is busted, broken. They sacrificed two submarines for the sake of that, but that's not going to hold at all. It just simply won't. All right, guys, another one. Is the ozone layer as big as the U.S.? Bigger. Cost of living with the coming water event explains signs from. Yes. We will endure a water event. But those overseas are going to endure the most. All right, let's go to another one. Is it safe to use biometric IDs? Yeah, you don't have to renounce anything for a biometric ID yet. You don't have to renounce a thing. Listen, the problem with the beast is you're going to have to renounce all sovereignties, right? That's taken, you know, citizenship or something like that, right? That's not going to be good. Your bank card, right, is equipped with biometric readers. Your new iPhones, everybody who got the new iPhone, that thing can sense. The whole phone is a sensor. It can pick up your fingerprint on any side. Why, they've come far in technology. Big time. All of us have to be ready. We should be ready because we see what's happening. And the spiritual things will come forth, right, during that time too. Like, where do you think we'll be in 2027? I can't think that far. We have some pretty deadly things to face, especially in 2025 next year. It's almost a fact that clusters are gonna set so many fires in the earth. You know, that can actually happen this year. Because, as I said before, if you put your finger at arm's length up to the sky, what your finger covers is what we're able to see in the heavens. We're not able to see the rest. Just not. That says a lot right there. How much longer do you think that we have to grow our own food? I don't know. I have no idea. I have the slightest idea. But pray over your food and be thankful for what you can do today. Just remember, God did not promise us eternal provision here on this earth. Right? That's not the way our Father works. All right, Mixer, what do you have? What do you have, Mixer? Why do you think Jesus is holding the Nibiru back? Should have been spotted yet in the sky. Could the Nibiru hyper jump and shock everybody? I think that God appointed angels over celestial physics and mechanics. Right? There will come a time when the powers of heaven are going to be shaken. Meaning, if the powers of heaven are shaken all at one time, and that's a big deal for us down here on this earth, then we know that during times of peace, the powers of heaven are not shaken. Right? We know that. It's not shaken. Okay. One more. Let's see. People are seeing bugs. Medical workers got hacked. Yeah. Hopefully you guys change your passwords all the time so you won't get hacked, and be careful about accepting messages from people you don't know. Okay, folks, let's see what time's in. I'll tell you what. See, how do you know praying mantis aliens have been there? What are you guys talking about? Mantis aliens? What? Is that what you guys are talking about? Is CERN disrupting our planet? Well, all too often, mankind in his infinite wisdom builds things with enormous properties and powers, and they don't really know the full effect of what it can cause. All right, folks, you see, the next question for 3 months now, completely ignored. Ask again. Probably did answer it. Sometimes I answer things, guys. I answer them in different ways, though. I do. I do my best. But ask again if I missed it. All right, ask again. They still find me. Who is that that says they still find me? What are you guys talking about? See what you're talking about. Good question, Lou. How much work in the world? That's good. Are flying bugs the same as cicadas? Yeah, they're flying bugs. Listen, that came from a dream, right? In this dream, I was in a place that looked just like the Ukraine, looking at the broken, it looked like a junkyard, because everything was just war-torn like that. All of a sudden, the insects start taking flight. And I was in this house. And there were challenges in the house. And I was in there with some specific people whom I know today and did not know back then. But I was in this specific house. And when the bugs took flight, I mean, they came from everywhere. The bugs took flight, right? And yeah, I just kind of looked at the bugs, and that's creepy, right? So in this dream, I was shutting doors and windows so the bugs could keep going. Well, after that, I went to the front door and opened it. And it was so peaceful and quiet and serene. But I opened the front door, and I looked at the landscape, and it was odd. It just looked odd, right? Come to find out, it was water. I was looking directly at water at night. All right, guys, you guys have any more questions? Let's see, a news report said that that sound come from Caribbean Sea. Phew. Noises are returning. You guys remember I said that last month. They're returning. In regards to those bugs, anything that flies, you know, it fits in that category. Right, anything. What explosions, the compromises within the USA. Do you guys really think that we're safe in the USA? Let me share this with you. It is very prideful to think that somehow, right, that nobody's going to retaliate against the USA directly. They will retaliate against the USA directly. They have people over here that are, that speak perfect English, but are in fact, you know, people of Chinese operatives, for example. They're here. Lots of people are here. They're gonna try and create some maximum damage event. So here we are with that. Very crafty in what they do. Somebody says, where's the one question? Did that person re-ask that question again? Oh, okay. Let me go down here. Let's see. Stan Johnson says about 30 to 50 suitcase nukes hidden throughout the USA. I can't corroborate somebody else's information like that. I can't do that. Do children who are produced due to tampering go into the rapture? Well, let me ask you this. Does Jesus save the flesh or the soul? Soul, right? So if a person is tainted, mixed up, whatever the case is, there are lots of chimeras running around. But they love the Lord. The Lord's not going to abandon them. He's not. All right, guys, let's see. Somebody said, that's very old. Watchman 88 says, NBC News covered that the major officials said that part of Israeli space program claim that the USA and Israel are working with aliens called the Galactic Federation. Let me tell you guys something about the Galactic Federation so you know this. How did they come about? Gene Roddenberry, same person who did Star Trek, right? All that's because of him. And so let me tell you what happened. This guy had an encounter, right, by way of a dream with the Nine. The Nine disclosed to him that there was a Galactic Federation. In fact, Star Trek is based upon the Galactic Federation. Do you know that? Star Trek is. That's where Gene Roddenberry based. And so he took that to higher levels and higher levels until he had them convinced that this has some merit to it, right? But to date, I'm talking about to date, they have not shared everything they could share, you know, as far as Gene Roddenberry, those people, the folks who are involved in that, Disney is part of that too. All these folks are part of that Galactic Federation stuff. Personally, it's the fallen angels. So Galactic Federation, no, that part's nonsense. That is the draconian system itself, just so you understand that. They call it whatever they want to call it. The dragon has seven heads. He has horns on those heads, right? Now, in the earth, those are nations, and those are kings appointed to over those nations. With the dragon, those are troops of demonic entities or fallen angels that follow him. So they can name it whatever they want. It's nothing less than the story of the fallen angels again. And when you hear the real descriptions, you're mortified. But you're just seeing the story of the fallen. And that's how that began, with Gene Roddenberry. So anytime you hear that Galactic Federation thing, that came from Gene Roddenberry. How should we disciple new believers? Well, first, what did Jesus say that qualifies a person as a disciple? That we have to check on first. And that means if we obey him, we continue, he said, if you continue in my word, then you're his disciples, and you will know the truth will make you free. Okay. Well, I finally got that one. A disciple is somebody who obeys the word of God. Make sure that we qualify ourselves by being in absolute obedience. Teach another to obey and to continue in the words of the Lord, and that person will grow. They will. They'll grow by leaps and bounds. How can a chimera be saved? Well, that term chimera simply means that there's something intermingled in the cell, right? So take, for example, a person who likes a certain type of food over the shelf. It is so easy for that person to become a chimera because of what they're eating. They don't know it. They don't know it. And all they know is something is different. They don't know it. We're talking about a human being who starts rapidly changing. It's the story of the fallen again. When you get something from a story, you do so unknowingly. You may be altered by way of the flesh, but your soul is redeemable. Is it not? That'd be like saying a person can't be saved if they have a tattoo or a piercing, right? We know that's not. All right, guys, let's see who else is out there. I'm stalling tonight, right? Because half of our system is down, waiting on this upgrade, which is starting to get to me, right? Out of all the appointments, they would have to cancel hours and then have a reschedule. And when I went to go log back in to attempt to reschedule, it said, great, your technical person is going to be there around so-and-so time. They never showed. And then I went back to the site and said the site was experiencing some things. That's awful. Anyway, We're still waiting on that. Are the souls unable to turn life to Jesus? Or some never ever written in the book of life? Some are never ever written in the book of life. I go so far as to say many were never ever written in the book of life. And they're not like you and I. They're not. They are truly have a different origin altogether. Okay, folks. I see what time it is. It is that time. It's that time. I'm going to take a couple more. With Trump back in court, the stone steps even getting close. Yes, always. The threat of the stone steps is always there. It's always there. And I do dread. I hate to see people acting that way. I do. It just wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't. I believe in what the Lord shows me, guys. I do. And so when that happens, any more details come forward. But for the most part, I don't understand. The Lord showed me something, a sequence of things, right? And ever since he did, people have been prosecuting every and anybody they can, including presidents. So what happens if Trump is found guilty? Do you guys know what happens? Anybody? Does anybody know what's going to happen if he's found guilty? The same powers that protect a person is just eat that person alive. In the Bible, there's a principle that states, those that eat of a portion of his meat shall destroy him. When men do things on their own that seek the living God, you end up going astray. And then all those who bought into that thing will be the, you know, the death of the one who bought it for the first place. Let's see. Let me ask you guys something. Are you guys, we're going to have a discussion about politics one day, but from the back door. Is that okay with you guys? Also going to have a set of gatherings. It'll be just for men. Just for the guys. Ladies, I cannot have a meeting with you in that respect. Unless Angela volunteers. Well, is Trump a Christian? The Lord knows. The Lord knows. Listen, you can believe in Christ and still do some things that are not quite holy. All of us have done that. But I'll tell you something. If he is a Christian and he brags, even once, he's going to be beaten with many stripes. Whom the Lord loves, he also chastens. He is corrected. It is painful to what? To experience. So, folks, I'm not going to hold you guys. I've stalled long enough. I have. I want you guys to be aware of the trust factor with the Lord. Please, please, above all things, work on that. The things out there and issues that we're gonna face, we're gonna have to be grounded. I just pray that all of us are grounded, so we can do a good work all the way up until the end. Somebody said, I'm not convinced Trump's a Christian. We can somewhat recognize. Well, again, it's up to the individual, right? An individual knows how they truly believe or not. That's not up to us. It's up to the Lord. Okay, everybody. Let's see. That's going to be it for this session. You guys were in the... Listen, there's some major rain patterns forming during the daylight hours. You guys, please keep your radios. We can instantly hear weather warnings and alerts. Can you do that? Especially if you're in one of those areas that's going to receive several inches of rain, like the Middle East. And they were warned, and they still didn't listen. They were warned. They did not listen. They were. But on Pastor Joe, I think I did state what we'd be talking about tomorrow. I think we stated that already. Folks, I'm going to say God bless you. I'm going to see you guys next time right here at COT. And hopefully our structure will be back. And we can dive right into the Word of God. And get started on those Enoch reads. Right? And once the streams are separated, KD files, things like that, that are bigger files, it'd be no problem in posting those up there so you guys can actually snag them. What would be a big issue now is for everybody to rush to those things. They would kill the chat rooms, right? They just would. So we have, and the reason why this upgrade is so important is because we have opted for a few 5 gig accounts. So please have an understanding of that, please. Folks, I'll see you guys next time right here at COT. God bless.